فرمانده سلام از این نسل غیور جامانده سلام فرمانده سید علی دهه نودی هاشو فراخوانده سلام فرمانده.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم children. Do you remember how Sayyid Ali had become the president of Iran? And how the whole country was fighting a difficult war? Well now, after 8 years of war, with the help of Allah and the bravery of the people, Iran had won. Many special people had been hurt or martyred. But the Islamic Revolution remained strong. With every test, the people became stronger and stronger. Now children, not long after the end of the war, once again, the people of Iran were tested with something very difficult. Amir Ali was sitting watching TV with his Baba when the news reporter announced,
"Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un."
Amir Ali's Baba put his head in his hands and began to weep. Imam Khomeini had passed away. Iran had lost its leader. He was the one who had helped the people overthrow the Shah. He had guided them through the long years of war. And now, after growing old and falling ill, he had returned to Allah. Amir Ali asked his Baba in a shaky voice,
"Who will be our leader now? Is there anyone as good as Imam Khomeini?"
He stared longingly at the beautiful face of the leader on the screen. His Baba wiped his tears and said,
"Ah, my dear, I don't know. But don't worry, my son. Allah is always there for us."
Amir Ali closed his eyes and prayed,
"Oh Allah, help us."
The whole country was heartbroken. People poured into the streets, dressed in black. Men, women, and children cried openly. Mourning the loss of the man who had changed their nation forever. Amir Ali and his parents joined the crowds on the streets. He had never seen so many people. Everybody raised their hands and prayed to Allah, just like Amir Ali had. That night, Amir Ali couldn't sleep. He tossed and turned. What if they didn't find a good leader? Who would take care of them all now? When his mama came to tuck him in, he held her sleeve tight and whispered,
"Baba said not to worry, but I can't help it, mama."
His mama stroked his hair gently.
"I know, my dear,"
she said sadly.
"I worry too, but we must stay strong and keep praying to Allah."
Meanwhile, people gathered to listen to Imam Khomeini's will. Sayyid Ali read the long letter Imam Khomeini had left behind to guide the people on what to do after his death. His voice shook as he read,
"I leave this world with a peaceful heart. I ask for your prayers and forgiveness. Do not let my absence weaken you. Allah will protect this nation."
Tears rolled down everyone's cheeks as Sayyid Ali read. All the memories he shared with his beloved teacher came flooding into his mind. The letters blurred and his glasses became foggy, and he had to wipe his eyes and gather himself before he could continue reading. After that, the senior scholars and ayatollahs who had studied the Quran and the hadith of the Ma'sumin deeply had a meeting. They had to choose who would lead the country next. Someone who would follow Allah's laws in the best way. Everyone looked stressed out. Suddenly, one scholar stood up and said,
"You know, I once asked Imam Khomeini, what will we do after you? Imam Khomeini smiled and told me, Why worry when you have someone like Sayyid Ali Khamenei?
A murmur of agreement spread through the room. Many nodded eagerly.
Yes, yes, Sayyid Ali.
But there was one person there who strongly disagreed. Do you know who it was? It was Sayyid Ali himself. Whilst everyone called out his name, he tried to interrupt.
Wait, don't do this.
He tried to explain why they shouldn't choose him. Wasn't that strange? Usually leaders push people to vote for them. They try to convince people to choose them. After all, a leader has so much power. Sayyid Ali would become famous. Everyone would listen to him. His pictures would be put up everywhere. But Sayyid Ali did not care for all of that at all. He never saw himself as better than anyone. But the scholars were firm. They decided to take a vote.
All those who think that Sayyid Ali Khamenei should be the next leader of the country, please stand up.
One by one, the senior scholars, the great Ayatollahs, stood up to vote for Sayyid Ali. You see, children, Sayyid Ali was quite young at that time. There were scholars much older than him, but still, they all chose him because he had all the shining qualities needed to be a leader. He was knowledgeable, godly, strong, and he loved the people. Sayyid Ali was sitting right at the back of the room. As the scholars voted, he put his head in his hands and rubbed the tears from his eyes behind his thick glasses. It seemed he had no choice. He whispered,
"Oh Allah, help me. How will I manage such a heavy task?"
After the vote, he sat alone. His head pounded and his arm hurt. He felt so weak and unworthy.
"I'm not as strong as Imam Khomeini. How can I lead this nation?"
Sayyid Ali's shoulders drooped. The burden of responsibility weighed heavily on him. Then a memory came to him from when he was young. He was reading to his blind father in Mashhad, and his Baba had said to him,
"Ali Jan, I pray for you every day. You'll see, one day you will serve Islam in a great way."
Now, years later, his father's words echoed in his heart.
"Baba, it looks like your prayers have been answered."
He wiped his eyes and took a deep breath. Then he clenched his fist and stood up.
"Ya Ali Madad."
The news was announced on the radio.
"The country has a new leader. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei. He will lead the country just like our beloved Imam Khomeini."
For a moment, people were taken aback. It was hard to accept someone else in place of Imam Khomeini. But yet, somehow, their hearts felt lighter. They hugged one another and they cried. Sparrow and his friends in Mashhad rushed to spread the news. After the heartbreaking news of Imam Khomeini's death, this was so refreshing.
"Alhamdulillah! Alhamdulillah!"
they cried. The sound of takbir filled the streets and the homes.
"Allahu Akbar! Yes, Sayyid Ali is a good leader."
Amir Ali raised his hand as high as he could and chanted takbir as loud as he could.
"Allahu Akbar!"
Amir Ali's Baba put his hand on his son's shoulder.
"Great people do not live forever, but the good things they teach us can stay in our hearts. Imam Khomeini is no longer with us, but inshallah we will always remember and follow his message."
Amir Ali nodded.
"Inshallah."
Then he whispered,
"Thank you, Allah, for answering our prayers in the best way."
Sayyid Ali came out to speak to the people.
"All praise belongs to Allah. I did not choose to take up this task, but now that it has been given to me, I promise to fulfill it in the best manner.
He lifted his pocket Quran.
I pray to Allah to guide me and to give me strength, inshallah.
The people chanted,
Allahu Akbar, Khamenei Rahbar, Khamenei is our leader.
He could not raise his right hand, so he raised his left one to wave at the people. Now, children, think about this. Sayyid Ali had done so much for the revolution. Everybody knew he was the right person to lead. But when he was chosen, he didn't celebrate or become proud. He cried because he knew how great the responsibility was. And he only accepted the role because he wanted to serve the people. So, what makes someone a good leader? Someone who wants power or someone who wants to help others?
تمام روزه دار من شهید تشنه لب تمام روزه دار من شهید تشنه لب تمام روزه دار من
بابو دا کیدز